Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 27, 2020. The Jewish choice, unity or anti-Semitism, scary to even think about. It is scary to think about what might happen to the world if we do not succeed in disseminating the method of connection. A new world war awaits the world, after which it would take humanity several more centuries to recover from and begin to gather to implement the correction. Yet, the final correction must manifest here in this world in the corporeal framework in which we live now. This world does not exist but the spiritual form, which now appears before our eyes as the corporeal world, must be exactly like this so that the process of correction will begin and end in it. Once we complete the correction at the level of this world together with the spiritual world, this world will rise to a spiritual degree. We can avoid third and fourth world wars while this is still in our hands. However, the allotted time is already coming to an end, so we need to hurry up and realize our mission. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 9, 2020, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, Chapter 6. Building the Future Society, Part 3. To reach the state of bestowal. Question: Nature obliges us to comply with the law of reception, and we constantly care about satisfying our own needs. This is normal, we are created that way. The second law, to give to society, to take care of society, of the neighbor, is hidden from us. However, the Creator obliges us to obey this law by sending us blows and suffering, we just do not associate them with the failure to comply with this law. So we don't have freedom of choice after all. As Baal HaSulam writes, our absolute duty is to completely obey the law of nature. Answer: No, a person is not strictly obligated to this, but only pushed to want him or her to adopt the law of bestowal consciously, realizing its need. What does realizing mean? When I am my own, one might say, civic consciousness, I understand that I need to do this. Not for my own sake, but for the sake of others and the Creator. I accept this law and execute it not involuntarily, but because I realize how much good I can do with this deed for others and for the Creator. Just for the sake of them? And in no case for my own sake. This does not make me an even more developed animal, standing on the same level with other animals, because a person does not have automatic instinctive fulfillment of the laws of nature. One must fulfill them oneself. The fact is that I must reach a completely different level, the quality of bestowal and love, not the instinctive fulfillment of the laws of nature. By this I rise to the level of the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 7, 2019. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, the 17th of November 2019. Question: Does Kabbalah believe that there is a property of freedom in every person? Or is this not inherent in anyone from birth? Answer: This is inherent in absolutely everyone. It only happens in very limited amounts and not necessarily in this life. Question: I want enough to be able to finish the entire correction and discover the Creator in this lifetime. Where is my freedom of will here? What exactly depends on me? Answer: Get rid of everything that is unnecessary and choose what is most important, which is what is needed to discover the Creator. That's all. You will answer your question this way. This is what Kabbalah does. Question: Do I need to part with necessities in order to attain freedom? Answer: We cannot part with any needs. We can simply reassess our values in order to engage only in those actions that are necessary to achieve the most important goal. Question: What is the realization of freedom of will at every second? Answer: It is to gradually come to a determination of what is our most important goal and to move toward it correctly. Question: Was Baal HaSulam a free person? Answer: Every Kabbalist is a free person because he rises above his egoism. Question: Can it be said that free will is comprised of a person's voluntary formation of the correct internal and external limits of behavior and thoughts and their observance? And the more carefully you observe them, the freer you are? Answer: freedom of will is to completely surrender to the right environment. Question: when will a person stop living one day and think only about himself? Answer: whenever he wants. There is no other answer. Question: does freedom have boundaries? Answer: freedom has no boundaries. Freedom is all in the desire to bestow, and therefore it is infinite. Question: what if you experience a strong doubt about a choice? How can you choose? Answer: always choose toward connection, kindness, and with your group, and no other way. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 17th of November 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what does Kabbalah entail and believe? The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't involve believing in anything. Or in other words, belief is a degree in Kabbalah where only once one attains something, then one can discuss believing in that thing. There is only one practice in Kabbalah, attracting the Or Makif, surrounding light, that is, the higher force dwelling in nature that changes us from our inborn corporeal form to a spiritual one. This wisdom is very simple because it is based on the interaction of two forces, the higher spiritual force of bestowal and love and the lower corporeal force of egoism, of reception. Moreover, it states that there is nothing other than these two forces in reality. The higher force of bestowal and love controls the lower force, the egoistic desire, and everything that happens in reality, which the wisdom of Kabbalah studies, is realized in the interaction between these forces. The lower force is generated by the higher force and is called existence from absence. It is like in mathematics where there is zero and something different to zero. The higher force acts upon and influences our desire, which is completely under its control. We are desire, each one of us individually and all of us together. We are unconscious of how the higher force acts through us, thinking that we are in control of ourselves. But, in fact, each one of us is simply a small device. We have the opportunity of evoking the additional influence of the higher force. To the extent that we attract it to develop wisely, we understand how the higher force influences us and carries out particular actions in us. We begin to study how it operates on us, and by doing so, start developing the ability to control the way it influences us. The purpose of a Kabbalistic group, part 8. The principle of a Kabbalistic group, equality. Question: there are certain principles we must observe to achieve unity in a group. One of these principles is equality. What is equality between friends? How are we equal? Answer: we are equal in everyone helping each other as much as possible. Just like in the family, the youngest are actually the most important in the family. In a group, we always strive to mutually complement each other and not feel each other as separate individuals, but as a community, as a ten. Question: so everyone makes maximal efforts, but these efforts are different, and this is where we're equal? Answer: of course. And then we are not different but equal. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 6, 2019.